Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program is General Surgeon Dr. Anasuya Abraham.
Hello.
Thank you so much. I have one announcement to share before we get started into our program, and that is to mention the next Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting will be Thursday, June 6th. These are the SALT meetings. That is the acronym for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together. The meeting is going to be held in the Stanhope Community Center. The event actually gets underway about 9 o'clock. We serve a light breakfast and coffee. We provide free blood pressure checks. And then the meeting itself starts at 9:30. And we will hear updates and announcements from local and county law enforcement officers, as well as reports from county agencies, including Van Deese Medical Center, and our communities throughout Hamilton County. And we are kicking off the summer season, so I know there are going to be lots of events to be shared. The program for this particular meeting will feature Mark Domes. He is going to be sharing one of his recent travel programs entitled Untamed Patagonia, Argentina, and Chile. And Mark is one of our volunteers out here at the hospital, and he shared this program at our recent volunteer appreciation event and really did a fantastic job. And so we certainly hope you will come join us for the SALT meeting and to hear the program again Thursday, June 6th at Stanhope Community Center. And I do want to mention that SALT meetings are free and open to the public. Meetings are held every other month at different locations throughout Hamilton County. And with that, we are going to start in, as I just mentioned, our general surgeon, Dr. Abraham, is joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Now, you joined us here at Van Deese Medical Center in March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've been with us a couple months now.
Yeah.
Maybe tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your education, background, any information that you would like to share.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me again. It's a wonderful hospital. I'm enjoying it so much to be here. I am originally from Minneapolis. I went to college in Houston, Texas at Rice University, and then came for medical school and residency and fellowship at the University of Minnesota. So my residency was, of course, in general surgery, and my fellowship is in minimally invasive surgery. And then I practiced for about 8 years at a hospital in Minnesota, Cambridge, Minnesota, Cambridge Medical Center, before coming here.
Very good. So what led you to general surgery? What prompted you, I guess, to pursue medicine and then specifically the surgery route?
So the answer to that one is easy. My dad was a general surgeon. I practiced with him actually for 8 years. Yeah, so I grew up in a family that you know, we were all sort of directed into the medical field. And my father was a general surgeon, and he actually advised me to become either a dermatologist or something else. I can't remember. Two fields that I did not generally have an interest in. And he was surprised when I was interested in general surgery. It was very definitely my niche. And so, yeah, that's how I ended up in surgery.
Excellent. And I'm thrilled that you had the opportunity to work with him also in your career.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the highlight so far. I think I worked 2 years at the university before going into practice at Cambridge, and he joined me there. It was sort of this serendipitous event where the partner I was hired to work with decided to retire early, and so there was an opening, and I basically brought my dad on into the practice. So we worked together for 8 years, and we were able to scrub cases together. It was a very, very nice experience. So
that's a terrific opportunity.
Yeah.
And Dr. Abraham, maybe if you could share with us a little bit more about your previous practice and experience prior to coming to our hospital.
Sure. Yeah. My employer was Allina Health. I worked within Allina at three different hospitals, mostly at Cambridge Medical Center, which was about an hour north of Minneapolis, so more of a rural setting. It was a community hospital. And then also two other hospitals closer to the cities. It was a very broad practice. I covered trauma surgery and sort of acute care surgery model at Mercy Hospital and Unity Hospital, and more of a community practice like here at Cambridge Medical Center. So just very, very broad and very different, actually.
And I'm sure you saw all sorts of different types of patients, all different age ranges.
Yeah.
Covering the different hospitals that way.
Yes, very much. Different patient populations, age ranges, different complexities of disease and of patient, comorbidities. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a really great experience.
Well, that would give you wonderful experience. And definitely being in the rural setting in a rural hospital is very different from being, in a metro hospital.
Yeah, it really is. It really, and it's a whole nother skill set, I think, sometimes, to practicing medicine. It's just a different field and different skills that you need to give the best care.
Mm-hmm. And I think other specialists and definitely staff have shared that same feeling when they have worked in larger hospitals compared to working in a rural hospital where maybe you don't have the resources there like you would at a bigger hospital. And it is very unique. It is a different way of really practicing and delivering healthcare. And like you say, in the best way possible.
In the best way possible, yeah. And there are so many wonderful and beautiful things about practicing in a rural setting that that you just cannot get at a bigger hospital. The fact that you can see generations of patients sometimes and operate on all generations within a family. The fact that you can see a patient for one thing and then, a couple of years later, see the same patient for another thing. These kind of things don't happen at, hospitals in big cities.
Mm-hmm. And I love to hear that you are fairly new to our team. Hearing that from you, because we have heard that from some of our seasoned physicians who have been here for a number of years and have seen generations of families throughout their career and their time here. And our patients, too, feel that way. I just recently had a conversation with a family member of one of our patients that was in the hospital. And she said, gosh, there was just no comparison. She said the care that her family member received here, it was just like being part of a family. And the family member had come back for some additional therapy and services, and just seeing the familiar faces, some of the people that cared for them while they were here. And, it was just being welcomed in and welcomed back, and what a nice feeling it was for them. So I'm glad to hear that you have experienced that. Yeah. In your time and your career too.
Yeah. Also, I will say that for the most part, one of my favorite things is to run into people in town from work. It's heartwarming. I like to see people outside of the context.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that is a nice thing too, being in a smaller community, mm-hmm. that you will have that. And I appreciate it in my role as well. I'm not in direct patient care, obviously, but I do feel I am part of the team that is caring for our community. Mm-hmm. And so as I see people, as I see familiar faces, it's nice to have that touch point and be able to check in on them and see how they're doing outside of here. And even just to be a resource for them. And it's really a nice feeling to have. And it's one of the things that I do love and enjoy about my job as well.
Yeah.
So let's get into your practice a little bit more as a general surgeon. What are, and I don't even know if you can provide an all-encompassing list, but what are some of the different types of surgeries and services and procedures that you perform here at our hospital?
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I am a general surgeon, and I perform procedures such as appendectomies. So if a person has appendicitis and they come through the emergency department and they're found to have appendicitis, I would do that surgery. I remove gallbladders. It's a surgery called a cholecystectomy. And we do both of these laparoscopically, if at all possible. So gallbladders are removed, you know, most often if people have gallstones and some other reasons. So appendixes, gallbladders, and then a number of hernias. I do repairs of inguinal hernias, umbilical hernias, which are belly button hernias, other hernias, which we call ventral hernias, basically any hernia that's on the front of your abdomen or belly. I also would do surgeries for bowel obstructions. If patients have bowel obstructions that do not respond to non-surgical treatment. And then, you know, surgeries for colon cancer and breast cancer I do, as well as upper endoscopy. So that's EGDs. They're called upper endoscopies for, you know, if you were suspected to have an ulcer or if you have bad reflux, your primary doctor might recommend that you have an upper endoscopy. And then also colonoscopies to remove polyps and check for colon cancers.
Very good. As a general surgeon, especially practicing in a critical access hospital like ours, you do provide services to a wide age range of patients. What would you share with listeners, or what would you tell patients about your practice? Maybe what you would say is your practice philosophy?
My practice philosophy is that so first of all, I am not practicing medicine on you. I have practiced plenty. And my philosophy is that we are going through something together. You know, you have come to my clinic with an issue or a problem, and there begins our journey. I am not going to be telling you what to do. I will be providing you with information and options about what can be done and what is most frequently done, or what is the gold standard, what we really should do, what I would strongly recommend. But ultimately, this is a discussion and a conversation between the two of us, and it's a journey for both of us. So I don't, and I say it in that way because I don't want people to think about coming to see me as this horrendous, anxiety-provoking thing. It's, you're coming to my clinic to talk. There's options. There's always options for anything that's going on in your life. They're not always good options, but we can always talk about them.
Excellent. That was great to share. Very good. Do you have just general health recommendations that you make to your patients? And you know, it may be specific to their surgery, but maybe just overall recommendations that you would share.
Yeah, I think it's we all struggle with our health, and there is always one thing that we can all do. That there's always one thing that I can do every day that will change my health for that day. And I think generally there's always one thing in my life that if I were to change would make a huge difference. Like, for example, those of us who struggle with caffeinated beverages, knowing that if you cut out one a day, you would be in a lot better shape in many different ways. If I feel like sometimes if I pose it that way to myself, it's easier to do. Often it's not easier to do, even if you pose it that way, but at least that's the first step. If you can just think about one small thing to change, a smaller thing to change is easier than a larger thing to change.
I think that is terrific advice. And it's a wonderful example because we do all have things in our lives. And yes, it can seem overwhelming, but like you say, if you just make one small change for improvement, one small thing a day, you know, and then just build on that. Like, that seems much more doable than maybe everything that goes through your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you have to block out everything and just focus on one little thing. And then you do it and you succeed and you see some kind of benefit from it. And then you go to the next step.
And those are small wins, and we've got to go for those small wins.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you. And our lives are just busy. There's a lot going on. And the fact is, there's only 24 hours in the day. So it is about making choices and making good choices. And we hope that people will make good choices for their health.
I agree.
Yes. You had mentioned this in the program, a couple things you really enjoy or have enjoyed in working here and being in a small community. What do you love most about being a surgeon and what you do every day?
There are so many things that I love about it. I don't even know.
Where to start,
yeah. I find it's such a privilege to me to be... to have this job and to have this career, especially with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the tools of the trade in the operating room. There's so much stuff to play with, and it's all sterile. It's a controlled environment where you have nothing else to do but this one task. That's all you have to do. Nobody can tell you to do anything else. You might be late for something else and it doesn't matter because you have one task and one responsibility, and that is the patient on the table. But then, to make it even greater, you have all kinds of suture that you can pick from and all kinds of surgical staplers and instruments and cameras and new devices and digital technology and all kinds of you know, stuff that companies and smart people are putting all their brains into developing day in and day out, and I get to use it. So that, for me, is very, very fun.
Oh, my goodness. Spoken from a true surgeon. I mean, it's, you know, the layperson like me doesn't even think about everything that's in an operating room. But, you know, you just talking through that and laying it out, It's all right there, and that was a beautiful response. So that is great. So when you're not in the operating room or seeing patients, providing services, tell us what you like to do in your free time. What free time you have?
Well, okay. So this, I will say, not this past week, 2 weekends ago. If you will recall, I live in Minneapolis, where the yards are not as big as the yards in Iowa. I was over at somebody's house recently, and I said, oh, wow, you guys, it's so nice to have such a huge park in your backyard. And their response to me was, well, that is our backyard. Like, literally, that was their backyard. My backyard is about the size of this room, which is, I don't know, 10 by 20,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, conference room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I decided to make good use of it because you can't really play any games or do anything really in that size. So I bought an outdoor pool And I set the outdoor pool up with my 10-year-old son, and we filled it up with water, and it was very difficult. It's basically this big tarp that you prop up with, you know, steel poles or something, I don't know, and then you fill it up with water. So those are the kinds of activities that I like doing, I guess.
Well, fantastic. Anything else you wish to share with our listeners?
No, thank you for inviting me into your community. I feel very privileged to be here and be a part of this community. I look forward to meeting you if you have any surgical needs.
Excellent. Again, I want to thank you, Dr. Abraham, for being on the program. You have been a welcome addition to our team here at Van Deese Medical Center. I do want to mention that Dr. Anasuya is available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of each week, seeing patients, doing surgeries here. And if you have any questions, you can contact the surgery department at 515-832-7746. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.